And hello and welcome to Divine Podcast Episode 3. This is our very special podcast episode where we will be talking about wrapping up 2008 and giving our predictions for 2009. I am Will, the editorial manager, and joining us today are three very special people who we have brought on for this show. And just let them introduce themselves.
I'm Zach, the Great White Caucasian. What's up?
I am Francis, or Sir Francis Drake, apparently, as I've been named.
And I am Andy, the 7th of the United States of America.
Who is not American, but is still
English.
To be fair, I think President Andrew Jackson actually probably had an English accent, too.
So, finally,
he
we
came
have
from there.
Our right, four-banger for this podcast. Hopefully this can be a recurring podcast theme, and
we don't even know if it's gonna work out yet, and he already wants it.
We are all intimately aware.
We don't know how this shit's gonna go.
We're all intimately aware that we have not had a podcast in like 3 weeks.
We're intimately. I'm pretty sure I'm the one who went around saying podcast at 5, ready?
Yeah, the most productive thing you've done since you've written your 2 human review.
Fuck you.
I clap for that. So,
I've won a caption contest. Piss off.
That is true.
Alright. And 2008, right? We already passed that, so we are in 2009. We are in the future.
My hangover lets me know that.
Yes. Okay.
Right. And we're taking
yesterday.
We are taking a look back at 2008 and talking about actually our Game of the Year, which happened to be out of a tie, like a three-way tie, and we proclaimed that Metal Gear Solid 4 was our Game of the Year. So we'll talk about that, right?
Okay, so Metal Gear Solid 4, it's by Hideo Kojima, the actual only reason this game is good. Great choreography, actually best game I played all year. I didn't vote for it originally, but that's because I didn't play it. We're off to a bad start.
It was going good till you mentioned that, but
okay, fine. Alright, so, Metal Gear Solid 4. This is an example of a game, in my opinion, that is kind of a bit of the other extreme of games that are supposed to balance storytelling versus actual gameplay. Because if you actually consider how much gameplay you do in Metal Gear Solid 4, it's like, what, 5 hours, apparently, if you do it
less.
Do it
I'd
very
say
fast.
Less.
It's actually, it's actually an achievement or something, or I don't know what it was. But
trophy.
Trophy, there you go. Where if you beat the game on, like, was it the boss mode? Or is it, I forgot which difficulty level it is.
Big boss mode.
You're supposed to beat under 5 hours, which is apparently the challenge to get an emblem at the end of the game. So, if you compare that to how much gameplay is actually done, like, a lot of people have started to say that the game is not actually a game, it's a movie, which is obviously up to your own opinion about what you want in games, but considering that it's become our Game of the Year and has won a lot of awards, it kind of makes you wonder, is really Metal Gear Solid 4 worthy of its awards that it's received, or is it actually in need of a lot of changing? In my opinion, I don't think so, just considering that I like story and the characters are great, but I do admit that maybe it would have been a lot better if there was more gameplay to be had. I don't know if you guys agree with me or not.
I don't know, I actually don't agree. I think the game would have been ruined if it didn't emphasize on story. I mean, that's where Kojima really shines with his directing. His writing's brilliant, his choreography's great. I mean, now, granted, they probably could have had a few more screens and some areas for sneaking around, but you know what? What they gave us was really good, and the gameplay runs flawlessly. I don't mind it at all. I mean, if you played the original Metal Gears, which I actually know you have, so I'm just going to keep going with it, but it had more boss fights in the original Metal Gears, true, but you know what? I don't mind that. We had more boss fights than we did in 3 and 2 combined, which was a total of 4 in those two, but anyway, yeah, it was just really fun. I mean, we had great gameplay moments like the nostalgia of going back to Metal Gear Solid 1, just wandering around through Shadow Moses again, spoilers ahead. What else? We had the great hiding in open warfare, then going straight to sneaking around in London. they did it very good, mixed it all well. I mean, it may not have been very long, but fuck, it was longer than the last Assassin's Creed.
I think the problem with Metal Gear Solid 4 for me was the gameplay just wasn't that good. It felt like a clumsy shooter more than a really good stealth game like the old ones were, so it kind of needed a really, really good story to be Game of the Year.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Metal Gear, that's just Metal Gear's half story, half gameplay. That's it. I mean, you can't have one without the other in Metal Gear.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that there was not enough of story, because obviously the story was good, but I mean, it would have been nice if it just added more gameplay so that it would have been more than 5 hours. I don't know if it was a disk space issue, because I know that they used everything, but I mean, I don't know if
they used the core processor, from what I know. They just used mainly the core processor to power everything.
Because I don't know if they just didn't have enough space to add more gameplay, but I think it would have been nice if it was just a little more than 5 hours. Because I admit that it's good when you play through it, but when you think about it in retrospect and you realize how much gameplay you actually did, you kind of wonder, like, did I really just sit back for 3/4 of this game and not actually do anything? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You're right, you pretty much did just sit back and not do anything until pretty much the near end. I mean, I think the first level had 3 parts you walk through, the second part had another 3 parts. Third level was mainly gameplay. You can't say the third level except for that one big long cutscene and that great one at the end where I swear I splooged a little. But, yeah. the fourth act really was actually all gameplay. I'm sorry, you can't say the fourth act wasn't all gameplay. I mean, you walked through and heard everything through flashbacks. There was a bit of it. And then you had the great fighting all those geckos with the ray gun while Raiden's battling Vamp to mix the cutscene perfectly with the gameplay. Then you have right to Rex, which operated perfectly for a game that isn't a mech game. Then Act 5 was just pretty much was like 2 sneak scenes, a boss fight, and then Liquid.
And then you have the longest ending ever conceived.
I swear to God, I wanted to stab Big Boss with a cigar. I was just like, shut up and die. But, oh man, I still love the game. I mean, we're being hard on it just because it's our Game of the Year. But I love it. I mean, I really think the gameplay actually isn't even there to be gameplay. I think it's the gameplay is more there to just, like, support the story.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. William.
And our choice came out of, like, a 3-way tie going into Christmas. The day before we were supposed to announce it, we had, Fallout 3, Little Big Planet, and Metal Gear all tied.
And what happened on Christmas?
Some staff member apparently broke the tie.
And who was that staff member?
I hear he's British. Mark.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very big.
No, but chances were, if you had played Metal Gear Solid 4 prior to making that decision, I think Zach would have just jumped on the Metal Gear Solid 4 bandwagon from to begin with anyway.
Oh, Sausha is definitely... Francis, I gotta get rid of that. Francis, okay. So Francis Drake is absolutely right, people. If I had played actual Metal Gear before then, I would have been all for it before fucking Prince of Persia, and then Fallout. Seriously, that's how it went. It's like Prince of Persia. I still haven't completed Fallout. I played Fallout. I'm like, Fallout deserves it. Played Metal Gear right after we announced it as Game of the Year, and I'm like, why the fuck didn't I vote this?
Because you haven't played
it. Oh! And Andy comes out with the... Wait, what? No, I mean, like, Andy just kind of sets it in stone, because I think that's a really important thing, and let's not vote for games we have not played. I think that's a very important thing, because it would not make us very legitimate.
It's very true, actually. I mean, at least let's be legit, but let's face it, Sosh. You knew damn well, and I'm pretty sure everyone else knew damn well, I had not played Prince of Persia till after I voted.
I know, I'm not saying anything bad about it.
Well, I knew what it was going to be when I got in there. I was right, except for the whole most unresponsive controls in the history of gaming, but let's just keep going with that.
Also the easiest game in the history of gaming.
Oh!
It was not easy! It's so
bad!
It's on, Andy! Okay, tell me, did you get the Treat Her Gently achievement?
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh! Oh! First off, no! You don't even get to respond now! Second, I'm gonna make you respond anyway! No! You die a shitload of times, alright? You will die endlessly! Will didn't even get the treat her gently achievement. You wanna know why? Cause you die a bunch of times! You come back, but that's what a platforming game is! It's all about the flow of the game! Which Mirror's Edge proved you need!
Right. Oh, okay.
Zach, so, is, you know I'm right. Zach is that angry gorilla in the corner who did refuse to give up his spot.
Maybe I shouldn't drink energy drink before doing this. Speaking of which, you should all drink Monster right now. People listening, pause the podcast, go buy a Monster. It's the official drink of Monster Vine.
What the fuck? Did you just fucking advertise Monster energy drink on our podcast? We don't even have them as a sponsor yet.
Yes, I know. I just tried to fuck with you.
No, I just love that. I love that reaction. That's like the most animated William reaction I've ever seen in or heard, actually, in my life.
So,
all right, we're straight off. So
we need to get to the awards that we didn't get to mention on our site. So, but we have like 4 awards that basically are all in negative context. But we will talk. Yeah. So Zach actually thought of those award names, and we'll introduce them
in 5 seconds.
And tell us, Zach, what are those?
Tell us these awards. Okay, person in the gaming industry who needs to shut the fuck up the most. Alright, immediately they just need to shut up. They can come out, they can make games, I don't care, they'll probably make great games, but they need to shut the fuck up. Then there's the worst game we've played this year. So many bad games this year we must go over. Most disappointing game. So many great ideas. I'm thinking of many right now that just went down the shithole and were kicked on by Halo. Then, of course, there's the fuck was it? Person who just needs to, the gaming industry that needs to just stop making games. What title just needs to stop being made?
Right, okay. So we'll start off with the first one you mentioned, needs to shut up. Like, really shut the fuck up.
I'm laughing still about the Monster thing. Go on.
I mean, well, my opinion, like, I think a lot of people have been talking out of their ass. Most likely Jack Thompson. It finally got disbarred this year because he talked out of his ass so much.
Well,
so
done.
I would tell him he
I'm sorry, I feel a bit out of the loop here, but who the hell's Jack Thompson?
Dear God, you don't know Jack Thompson.
Oh my God.
Jack Thompson was going after GTA for its...
Oh, he was that lawyer, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was that lawyer who's like, blaming on the games.
He practically thinks video games is the source of all these stuff of the life.
Yeah.
Like, it just
well, I'm pretty sure the only reason he thinks that is because he just played Grand Theft Auto 4 and 50 Cent Bulletproof, so...
Well, 50 Cent Bulletproof, shit. There we go. Okay, go on.
Right. I mean, that's in my opinion. I think he needs to stop being in the press so much, given that he can't even be a lawyer anymore now, because the Florida bar, like, took away his license, so... He's not a lawyer.
They took the man's license to be a lawyer because he kept suing games?
No, it's just he made this like really long tangent and the judge just got pissed at it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's literally not allowed to practice law anymore.
Just thank God.
That's actually funny as hell, I'm not going to lie. And so you see, Your Honor, Grant the Thought of Vice says, I don't want to hear it, alright? I fucking bought this game for my kid. He loves it. He shut the fuck up. You're not allowed to practice law anymore. Get the fuck out of my courtroom. That judge is ballin'. I'm sorry.
Right. Alright, so... Any other people that we need to shut them up with duct tape?
Andy, you're next. I gotta hear Andy. He hasn't talked much.
Oh, I'm gonna go for Dennis Dyack, the two human guy.
Yes!
Dennis Dyack.
That is the sound of applauding and anything else it sounds like.
Wow. Yeah, he basically came out and said that Too Human is the best game ever made, and it was...
Clearly the opposite.
Yeah, it was a game. And then he just... and then he had a go at everyone who didn't like it and told them that they just didn't get it. And then... said that NeoGAF were all idiots because they didn't get his game, which was terrible.
I gotta respond to that right now. What the fuck was there to get? You all played the game, right?
I played
Andy
the demo.
Right?
I've got as far as the demo.
Okay, well, Soush, that's the plot. The plot exists right in that demo. That's the whole fucking plot. It doesn't develop anymore. Because in the cutscene right after that demo, it lost all possibility of ever making any kind of sense.
It's cyber Viking gods.
See, it didn't even take me that long to hate the game. I just saw this guy walk in the snow, and then I saw other screenshots, and I'm like, all these levels are snow. And I was just done with it. That was the whole plot for me. It was ruined. Then I saw Viking Thor be like, have some kind of cyber gun mixed with Master Chief. And I was just like saying, I was just not shaking my head at how bad that was.
Cyber Viking God sounds really, really cool. How did they mess that up so much?
I don't know.
I
want to
see a robot.
It's like
sword.
Cyber Viking God. Let's make them as boring as, you want some bread? Sure. That's the game. You know, Dennis Dyack listening to this right now probably is going, that's fucking great! Guys! Alright, in the next one, Baldur's gotta give Loki a piece of bread. No, I don't care how we do it! It's gotta fucking happen!
Well, if Dennis Dyack is listening, then shut the fuck up.
You've been hit by Big Man Andy.
Yes, 5'7", Big Man Andy.
Alright, Soush, who needs to shut the fuck up in your opinion? I want to hear this.
A lot of the good ones are already taken, but I guess it's a toss-up between either Reggie or his sidekick, Cammy Dunaway. I don't know exactly. Like,
he was terrible.
Oh, God.
Like, E3 opened with Cammy Dunaway with, what was that snowboarding guy, Sean White.
I thought it was Carrot Top.
Actually,
guys, I'm honestly going, what the fuck is Carrot Top doing
that
out here?
That was actually
is
one of
the... do, like, Call ATT promo or something?
Yeah, this is actually one of the worst openings I've ever seen from any conference. She was just kind of making a fool of herself on the Wii Fit board, snowboarding beside Sean. I refuse to remember his name, clearly.
I totally agree with you. I mean, it was just terrible. She's just, like, talking to gaming press, which are usually adults in the 30s or something, maybe, or like, mid-20s.
She treats them like children.
And she's talking to them like they're kindergartners at a fire assembly.
And it just doesn't bode well with if they really want Nintendo to, like... And actually, that's the funny thing. She talks to people like they're children, and you have Reggie, who's all pretentious in his persona, trying to tell people that Nintendo was not dead for the core gamer, and he keeps, like, talking about all these games that are just... He says that, yes, Zelda and Mario, we have titles coming, and then there's just really no...
Then we get...
He literally did just say, we have titles coming, and that's it.
Well, no,
then he went on to introduce lightsaber duels, which I was just, like, face-palming at.
Well, we got a screenshot of Chinatown Wars and Animal Crossing again. And
Animal Crossing, though, was retarded, and Chinatown Wars, I was reading in Nintendo Power because, for some reason, they still keep sending me magazines, and honestly, I was reading about it, and I'm like, this sucks. Worse than 4. At least 4 sounded good on paper. It didn't even sound good on paper.
Yeah.
And honestly, they had so many games announced the day after their conference. Punch-Out, Sin and Punishment 2, Conduit, Mad World, why the fuck didn't they talk about those if they didn't want to if they wanted to prove so hardcore that they weren't childish, why'd they talk to it like we were kindergartners?
Makes no sense to me either.
No, it doesn't. Did Zach have his person of the year for this?
Oh, you know who I'm going to talk about. You know who I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about Cliff Bleszinski. Cliffy B, shut up. Shut up. I love your games, but unless you're talking about the next Gears of War, shut up. You're not a guru. Just because you made Gears of War, you didn't even make Gears of War, you directed Gears of War, alright? You didn't do any of the developing, you didn't have any probably of the idea, someone probably told you about a chainsaw gun, you thought that's fucking brilliant. You didn't even come up with probably half the shit, alright? And you're talking about how meat is murder, and how that, like, failure, success, or success is failure after another without losing your enthusiasm, shut up! You're not a guru, you're not God, you made a good game, one good game. One. Because Gears of War 2 sucked.
Ooh.
No, it didn't.
Okay, the single player rocked. Favorite single player on the 360. It had a horrible multiplayer, though. He's just like, guys, it needs more chainsaw. But if we make the chainsaw 2 hours apart, more chainsaw, more fucking chainsaw. And now we can't lower people's chainsaws. It's just ridiculous.
That's why they put horde mode.
How bad he got, yeah.
But that's why they put horde mode in there.
Well, yeah, but still. I don't know, he just really needs to shut up. I'm tired of Cliff Bleszinski. I see videos of him at conferences like, I'm gonna sound really geeky here, but we're in the gaming industry, so what the hell. Did you watch the Fable 2 vid diaries? Any of you?
Some of them,
yeah, I did.
Oh, sure.
Okay, there was one where they went to a press conference. I think it was GDC or something, I'm not sure, but Cliff Bleszinski was there, like, holding some gigantic...
Oh, I did watch that.
He's like, the game needs more dog. Game needs more dog and chainsaw. Game needs more dog and chainsaw. And I'm like, Cliff, shut up.
I remember that one, actually.
I don't care. I'm watching these videos to learn about Fable 2. How'd you get in here?
Yes, I do recall
and
that.
I do recall that now.
That was very
funny. I watched.
It was funny, but it
I'm
was
confusing.
Just like, Cliff... Andy says it perfectly, but yeah, it just didn't make sense.
He was probably having a talk.
A great game and embarrass himself so much.
He was probably having a conversation with Peter, saying, "No, don't put the Halo 3 sword in there. Put the chainsaw in there. That's what I want." And then Peter said, "No."
Peter saying, "Nah. I played your Gears of War multiplayer demo here, and no, I didn't like it." He's probably just saying, Dyak loved it!
Alright, so, and then now...
Next award.
We move into quite opposite of our Game of the Year. We have our worst game of 2008, and personally, probably Too Human could be a very good contender for that.
yeah, Too Human was terrible. Terrible, terrible. Will didn't even play it and he knows how bad. Did you play the demo at least, Will?
I played the demo, yeah. It was very clunky and it didn't seem very polished. But it's a demo, but even with that, it seemed like it was just not right at all.
Not right.
How long did it spend in development? It was like 9 years in development, and it comes out...
Very long.
Okay. That's where I kind of draw the line, just because it really wasn't in development 9 years. I mean, it's not like back in the PlayStation 1 days. They're like, okay, guys, in 9 years, there's going to be the system called the Xbox 360. You got to start developing this game for that now. Yeah, right the fuck now.
Well,
I mean, no, it really wasn't. The idea was in progress. I mean, that's how they got somehow Cyber Vikings, but...
Yeah,
I don't know.
The idea was awesome.
At least it came out.
Yeah.
Well, at least it came out, unlike Duke Nukem Forever.
That game will never come out.
Honestly, I could no longer care about Duke Nukem Forever. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it's not ever happening, since if you actually put the initials out, DNF, DNF stands for did not finish. I really think developers are just fucking with us. It stands for did not finish. I mean, come on, that's too coincidental.
It is. Are we all in agreement, or is there, like, other titles?
We got some other titles here, but you've all heard enough of my sexy voice. Soush?
No, Too Human just takes the cake for me. I got as far as a demo, I'm not a fan of that entire, like, all your attacks are allocated to the right stick. Wasn't a big fan of that. Like, I love button combinations, and I think they're very good, and they're used for a reason. But
there's also a reason the camera is given to the right analog stick.
Yeah, I mean, they sacrificed good camera for... I don't know what Dyak called that battle system, but...
They didn't sacrifice
terrible.
It for anything, they just kind of martyred it right there. It wasn't really a sacrifice, it was more of a murder.
I just did not like it.
Andy, what did you think was the worst game of all this?
Well, speaking of murder, Sonic the Hedgehog Unleashed.
Add another one.
That's another one.
That game killed me.
Oh my god. I know why, but just for those who haven't played it and are listening, are one fan, why the fuck did it suck?
Because it's a Sonic game in 2008.
There you go.
Oh my god.
I need to take a breather. Okay. Can we get more specifically why it sucked while I mute my mic and just start laughing?
Okay. Well, the day stages were the typical style of Sonic, running really fast, and they were terrible because it was all platforming with very, very fast, which just doesn't work. And then the other side were werehog stages where you beat up creatures with a werehog. Which was essentially running up to bright things and mashing the attack button until they all died for half an hour. And then you get to do another one, and then you go to the day stage, and then you go back to the night stage again. And then you cry a little bit on the inside.
I felt bad for Sonic. He's still around in 2008.
He's taking a butchering. There's something very wrong going on with... To be honest, I think if they just focus their efforts, they don't need to make Sonic into a disc-based game. I think if they just made new Sonic games on, I don't know, the Xbox Live Arcade or
pretty much
PlayStation.
Like, you're talking about Mega Man 9.
Something like that. Like, they don't need to have such a huge development cycle for them, because clearly it's not working for them. But
see, I don't know. Well, first off, they probably do need to take a break, because Sonic Team just went, okay, Sonic Unleashed is still in development. Let's start Sonic and the Black Knight now. But we haven't touched up Sonic Unleashed. Black Knight! And then, I don't know, somehow it just got lost. But day stages are actually pretty fun to an extent. I'd have to disagree with you there, Andy. I mean, I'm used to Sonic games, so I can S-rank every single one of them, and I usually have a lot of fun with it, except for the snow stage, which... I will fucking kill that whale. I swear to God, I don't care how illegal it is, I'm going whaling. Andy gets it because he played the game, but... yeah. Werehog, first off, I have to actually say something about right now. Sega, what the fuck's a werehog? I mean, Sonic's not really a man. Were comes from the word man-wolf. Werewolf, man-wolf. So, what the fuck is he? He's not a man. He's kind of a wolf-hog. But wolves don't have stretchy arms, so... What is he, rubber hog?
It's a hedgehog, obviously.
But that doesn't make sense, I mean...
It does to Sega.
The reason that... To be fair, Sega still thinks they're competing with Mario, alright? Nothing should make sense in the world of Sega.
Yeah, until Sega was bought by Nintendo. I don't know how you can win against someone who's just completely... taking you in.
Sega wasn't bought by Nintendo, were they?
Well, no, didn't they buy some shares? Like, I'm not sure if it's a complete ownership, but aren't all Sega titles, like, published under Nintendo now? Or near? Or was it? Or I might have my
They have an exclusive deal.
Okay.
That's why you see, okay. Like, some of the Sonic games are, like, exclusive.
Yeah, that's why you sometimes just see Sonic in the Secret Rings or Sonic in the Black Knight. Basically, terrible, terrible ideas just put on the Nintendo.
Right.
They're like, guys, we gotta fill this, okay, we have this dartboard of terrible ideas, alright? Now, let's actually just take all the bad ones and put them to games that we gotta make for the Wii. Now, let's take all the ones that could maybe be decent and put them over here on the 360 and PS4.
And put Sonic in them.
Alright, guys, let's make a God of War style game, but what if we put Sonic in it?
Then we have to make it fast, and,
it's perfect!
See, I just don't like Sega anymore. They're just getting old. I mean, I'm not going to say how they may actually redeem themselves in 09, because that's coming later, but yeah.
Right, and so actually we kind of segue into the series that needs to go away.
Sonic.
And, well, pretty
Sonic
much.
To go away now.
No, I actually don't want Sonic to go away. Not yet. I want
no,
to
Zach,
one more
why
try.
Must you make
You've been, we've that-
Unleashed was their last try, okay? It's done. It's
no,
done.
No, they deserve one more fucking chance. And I don't mean Sonic and the Black Knight's their last chance. I mean they deserve one more.
Wasn't Sonic and 06 their last chance? Or Sonic
no.
Adventure on the Dreamcast? Sonic Riders?
Hey, I fucking love that. Andy, I will fucking stab you, man. I have a broken CD case in hand. I will cut you with it.
They need to go back to 2D. That's what they need to do.
He needs to
well,
go away.
Yeah, because Sonic Rush is still good, and I don't know, I still think Sonic is, like, actually pretty decent. I mean, there were some of them where I was like, okay, that's an alrighty. I mean, Sonic Unleashed, I'll admit it looked good on paper, mixing Sonic with God of War. But then I saw the stretchy arms and was done.
Name three good Sonic games.
And that was just kind of hyping for the day stages to be fun.
Andy says, name three good Sonic games or something like that.
Oh, name three good Sonic games that are 3D?
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Heroes.
Fine.
Fine.
Okay.
Pick the only three. Well done to you.
I'll admit there they are the only three just because Shadow the Hedgehog was fail. See, here's what Sega needs to do. They need to stop giving Sonic gimmicks. Alright?
They need to stop.
Because here's
Sonic.
The point. They spend so much time on the gimmicks are the actual only good thing about the Sonic game.
Except for
Werehog, where that just doesn't work anywhere, I'm sorry.
They just need to stop putting his friends in there. I don't want to see another game with Big the Cat.
See, Tails will work. I don't mind Tails and Knuckles, because they were there when the series was good. But when they add floating Psychic Man, who goes shoop-da-whoop, and Shadow, and Amy, and
Chip.
That bunny girl, and Chip, I want to go chip hunting. I really just want to clip his wings and go hunting for Chip.
Sonic, let's get a hot dog!
Oh, God. I was honestly dying laughing at how pathetic his lines were. Like, want some chocolate? Randomly, whenever Sonic feels bad, he's just offering him chocolate. And I'm like, that kind of sounds like he's offering him sex or something to me. I don't know. He's a chocolate whore, is what it is.
Got Sonic in there now. But our most disappointing game, which is like, it had some good ideas, but the execution was very poor on its part. I don't know, I felt that Mirror's Edge could have been in there.
What? No.
For the most disappointing...
Mirror's Edge didn't even look good on paper!
Uh-oh.
First-person platform, we can't see the back of us. Let's do that!
The demo was great.
Try that!
The demo was great.
I love the demo, I'm not gonna lie. They actually knew what they were doing to the demo, that apparently... That was lost.
No, but here's the thing. Think about Mirror's Edge is that it was pretty much the same idea over and over again until the very end of the game. But I don't think that makes it the most disappointing game. I think it could have been better than that. But if anything, I'd say Too Human was more disappointing than Mirror's Edge.
I actually think that I think that's even off, because I was hyped up for Too Human, after a while when I started reading into it. But at first, I knew it was going to be shit, and I really should have trusted my instincts. Because honestly, here's how it goes for me. I know right off the bat whether a game's gonna be good or not, and then for some reason, I decide to read the lies the developers post, and for some reason get hyped that it may be good. And then I get so let down, but Too Human, I got really hyped, and then I was like, you know what, I was right at the beginning, it sucked. There was a more disappointing game out there, and we all know it. It's called Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Well, did you really have high hopes for a Star Wars game?
Yes!
But, okay,
I had high hopes for this Star Wars
game.
And
that is your fault. And that is your fault.
I love Star Wars.
Alright, I'm sorry. But when I hear that Jeff Gerstmann loved playing the game, and then I played a demo which was pure mindless fun, and I don't know, I had high hopes for it. I was like, holy shit, they're actually telling a good plot, maybe. And I don't know.
I got one for most disappointing. I know that Zach agrees with me on this, but GTA 4.
Oh, actually, that's a good one.
I changed my vote. I know.
Maybe I might change my vote too.
I forgot about GTA 4. I changed my vote. It's
GTA
4.
There's nothing different about it.
There was plenty different about it. Just everything they did different sucked.
Story for me was the most disappointing because everyone raved about it. I got it. I played it, and you start off as an immigrant who kills people but doesn't want to. And then for the next 50 hours, you are an immigrant.
I hate doing this!
Nothing changes. You just meet... Okay, the rest of the characters are kind of cool, but the story is exactly the same the whole way through. And it just doesn't... Nothing continues with it.
I perfectly agree with Andy. They're all, dude, you can make choices, but I don't care about these choices. Because here were the actual choices. Kill one character you don't give a shit about. Or kill another character you don't give a shit about.
It was the
And then it's the exact same cutscene either way.
Yeah, it was stagnant from beginning to end. I had more fun enjoying making the choice to shoot that granny carrying her groceries down the street because I could, and that was the only thing amazing about the GTA series, that you can just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and they got rid of that completely.
The part that really confused me was the cutscenes. You had Nico acting all somber and, oh no, I don't want to do it. And then the cutscene ends and you go out and you mow down 50 people along a pavement and you don't get a reaction from him. It's ridiculous.
First off, they tried to make it way too real, because if you remember Vice City, Vice City was so fucking ridiculous it should have taken place in Toontown, alright? You could murder people, you could fight the fucking army, you could go around just doing whatever the fuck you want, whether it was being in a demolition derby, or just buying property and murdering all the gangs that decide to just hang around there. And you'd have fun doing that. You'd be like, this is fucking awesome. You'd do that for fun. Now it's just like, here's your options. Do missions, as South said, kill the old granny, or go bowling with Roman. That was it. Those were our choices for fun in that game.
Take your serpent of girlfriends out on dates and eat
to the
money.
Cabaret club.
Did you actually find any of them funny? The cabaret club? No.
Terrible. I found that whole game bad. I mean, they tried to make it way too realistic. Okay. Now, grant me this. If there was a murderer raging through town, and for some reason he just took a left turn and escaped your police radar, wouldn't you follow him, maybe? See if he's anywhere around that area instead of just saying, he took a left turn, guys, we gotta stop the search. We gotta fucking stop. We don't know this guy anymore. He's not wanted. We're not looking for him anymore.
Metal Gear Solid does all the Metal Gear Solid games and done that to an extent as well. Like, you see, the guards come along, see a dead body, and go, oh, can't see anyone. Whoopsie. And then just leave it.
Well, at least...
All games are guilty of that, but, yeah. GTA 4 was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, in GTA 4, you could escape the cops by taking a nap. I mean...
Yeah, true.
They could have been at your front door. You just had to reach the bed and just take a nap, and they're gone, just like that.
Yeah, exactly. You just go inside your safe house and go to bed. Like, they're incapable of opening doors. They're like, guys,
shit.
He's got some new technology. I don't know what the fuck this is, but it's got a knob and it's made of wood.
No, it's like, shit, he closed his eyes and he went to bed. We have to wait till he wakes up and we have to find him again. Damn, you beat us to it.
Also, another thing about GTA 4, the competitive multiplayer.
Oh, please. Okay.
Yeah, competitive multiplayer, my ass. Hold a bit up on the right analog stick, hold RT, win game.
The free roam was pretty funny.
Yeah, the free roam was great, but I mean, the entire thing about, what was that? Was it... Where you had to do certain objectives, like you had to assassinate, like, people? I forgot what that... game that
Mafia.
That sounded good on paper, but when you think about it actually in play, the person who's closest to the target pretty much wins 90% of the time. And it just didn't seem fun, because I remember I missed two targets with a friend of mine because we were on the other side of town and we had to hijack a car. So by the time we got there, there was like two targets already dead, and I'm just like, this is bullshit. Like, the city's way too
exactly. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, first off, anything on the internet, if it sounds good on paper and works in theory, you must destroy that theory, because once it goes on the internet, it's not gonna work, alright? Call of Duty 4, alright, we've got fucking co-op freaking people, everyone in squads just killing everybody. That's not how the game's gonna work. Everyone's gonna run around and just try to kill each other. And that's how it works, and it's great fun. I'm not gonna lie. It's great fun. But that wasn't the theory. That wasn't the idea of how it was gonna work. The theory goes right out the window. You gotta just assume it's gonna go to hell and assume how to make the hell fun. That's what Halo 3 does, and that's why I love Halo 3.
I can attest. Right.
That dumb.
And we are getting to our 2009 predictions and outlook. So...
But before that...
Before that, here's some music.
Dragon Man! I mean, he was just a dragon! But he was still Trapdoor! Trapdoor! burn and they take the peasants, burn and they take all the people in the thatched roof cottages! Thatched roof cottages! And the truck door comes in the night!
And we're back with our 2009 predictions for the gaming industry and games this year. We're starting off with Nintendo, which is number one, surprisingly enough, because like apparently you can
it's
go.
It's a fad. The don't stab me for saying this, but the Wii is a fad.
You can sell 2 million Wii consoles in November just by promoting Miyamoto's bathroom scale. But 2009, hopefully, we'll have some actual titles.
Hey, there's a good reason. And that's just because the casual crowd is substantially bigger than the hardcore crowd. And
slightly. What do you mean by slightly?
It's completely bigger. There are people who would never buy games before who randomly bought the Wii going, that looks cool, I move my hand, and it's
people who would not otherwise play video games have started to pick it up because of the Wii. And regardless of how shitty they are at the games that they think they can play, it doesn't change the fact that there's a very powerful thing. They create demographic instead of just attracting it, which is pretty amazing, and despite how we can all laugh at it, but Nintendo is making a shitload of money, and they're just going, ha ha ha, here's a bunch of games that nobody cares about, but we're gonna rich off our asses.
You totally stole
it. I did. I have it on my Game Trailers blog. I have that picture there.
But indeed,
we're still rich as fuck, so we don't care about. That's pretty much
Reggie's
Nintendo.
Right there. Oh, God.
So, like,
he looks like Satan in that picture. I love it. He's gigantic. He's got red eyes. There's fire behind him. He looks like Satan.
But hopefully, 2009 Hex will have a lot of the core Nintendo games that we've been waiting for.
Honestly, the only reason there's going to be a bunch of core games coming out, just because, what we said earlier, Nintendo bought some Sega. Now they have to make some exclusives. Because I'm pretty sure, if they had a choice, Mad World would not be coming out on the Wii. Neither would fucking Conduit. And those are pretty much going to open up the Wii this year.
Andy, I want to hear what is Andy's
when
Andy has something to say, I want to hear this.
Just wait until the Conduit sells about 100,000 copies, and imagine Babies, Horses, the video game 5 sells 2.5 million and costs $16 to make. It's not going to open up to core games. It's just not going to.
It's not going to open up to core games, I realize that, but they're actually giving us something. I mean, I don't think Nintendo has anything to do with this. The reason that we're finally just getting something is because developers finally realized that this shit makes money. Let's just make games for it, because they saw how much No More Heroes sold, and they cried a little inside.
But it was one of the few good games for it.
So yeah, we got No More Heroes 2 coming out, woot. Sin and Punishment 2, that's Nintendo's best fucking thing this year, alright? They decided to actually bring that to us and make it an actual rail shooter, something they're good at making.
They should just make them more Smash Brothers titles that are actually good.
That's not gonna happen. With the tail of Brawl, that's not
gonna
happen.
I want my melee back.
And I just add Sonic and Melee and it's all good, alright? That's all I want.
Game, sorry, go ahead.
I know that I said earlier I wanted to kill Sonic, but can we kill Link as well?
Dude, no. I'm tired of all Zelda titles, but he's my main in Smash Brothers. No.
Can we kill him anyway?
Sarah would kill you first. She worships.
They need to make more good Star Fox games that are actually.
Yeah, I agree. They do need to bring back a lot of their old franchises. They need to bring back Star Fox. They need to bring back Kid Icarus, since it was promised so many times, and then after E3, I'm pretty sure if you went on Game Trailers Forum and NeoGAF, there was at least one noob going, "Where's Kid Icarus?"
Pikmin? Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong, yes!
Yeah, I'm a new Pikmin game.
Donkey Kong, they can't really have another good Donkey Kong for one reason. The developers are gone.
The developers
went to go make Banjo.
Which is...
Oh, there we go.
Agreed. Agreed. 100%. But yeah, I don't know. It's just that Nintendo just lost a lot of titles, and basically now they're just banking on Mario and the fact that they can advertise to casual gamers. But we'll get some shit this year, like Conduit, Mad World, Sega actually making a comeback until Sonic and the Black Knight comes out, and we cry.
Imagine Babies 5.
Wii Music 2, don't even get me started. Miyamoto needs to make a title, is all I'm saying, and I mean a good title, not fucking Pikmin 2. Because, wait, is it Pikmin 2 or Pikmin 3?
I think it's on its third now.
Whatever, I don't care about Pikmin. Pikmin was good as a first time. It was a one-time game I never wanted to see happen again, just like Animal Crossing. Did not want a sequel for either of those games, and it came out anyway.
Well, maybe we'll see Luigi's Mansion 2, hopefully, this year.
Yeah. I support Luigi's Mansion only in the sense that it's not about Mario, alright?
It is about Mario. It's about
Mario. Yeah, but it's
Luigi
who takes the spotlight, which I think is a very good step forward for the Mario franchise. I'm not 100% serious. I'm just kind of bashing on Mario because I just don't understand how an Italian plumber can be so amazing at everything, apparently.
Well, honestly, I do think we do need a bit more Mario. We need more Paper Mario, because Super Paper Mario blew and made me cry.
Is it even possible to have any more Mario at this point?
What?
Is it even possible to have any more Mario at this point?
He's right, and Rare even made fun of that in Banjo Nuts and Bolts. They're like, that Italian fellow's had quite a few games, and it's like, it's true. I mean, he sometimes goes golfing with Bowser, goes go-karting.
Mario has done everything.
They'll just randomly have two.
They're gonna have Mario curling at some point. This is gonna be utterly ridiculous. Mario fencing.
What?
Which is pretty much.
They have that. It's called.
And it's called. And they have it in Olympics too. The Mario and Sonic at the Olympics or whatever.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah, I don't know, we need just some more hardcore titles, and Sin and Punishment 2, Conduit, Mad World, they're good steps towards that, but shit like Punch-Out isn't gonna work anymore, because Punch-Out was only popular for its time. It ain't gonna work anymore.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. Speaking of shit not working,
we're moving on to Sony, aren't we?
Is that your follow-up to the Sony? Did you just equate Sony with shit that is not working?
Yeah, I did.
You're the PlayStation 2009. Jack Tretton said
right.
So.
Yeah, fucking. He says that every year. I literally think that's just the thing they're forced to say every year. They have to come out and say, okay, this is the year of the PlayStation. We got Genji and Resistance. Fuck. We're out of ideas. Then in 06, Uncharted and Ratchet. Did anything else come out for the PS3 in 06?
06 was supposed to be the year of the PlayStation.
Yeah,
no
it
way.
Was, actually.
No
it
way.
Was Uncharted and Ratchet.
No way. They had nothing in 2006, in my opinion.
Exactly. Then 07, there was nothing in 07 either. And then 08, they're like, again, the year of the PlayStation. Honestly, this would have been their best year.
Hey, let's
remind Metal Gear and Little Big Planet. But that's it.
Let's remind our listeners that Zach is the editorial person for Xbox 360. Does not represent our opinions for the PlayStation platform. Thank you.
Well. You better hope we do not meet at a press conference one day, because I swear to God, I'm gonna say hi. It's gonna start beating you.
I would not bring you to the Sony press conference, because all you would do would stand up
and
boo.
I get thrown out. I mean, that one guy, I don't even know his name anymore, would come out and start talking about Home 2, and I'd be like, Home 2 sucks. And
how would there be a Home 2? It's like, instead you can choose to be an alien, or you can go to a different planet.
Adds three extra plant pots.
You can go to another party. I don't know. You can wait in line twice as fast.
Okay, year of PlayStation, I think it's a bit of a big statement, but for me, it will hopefully will be the year of PlayStation for me, just because I might actually have titles that I want to buy now. Because, like, 2008 for me was just kind of Metal Gear Solid 4 and Little Big Planet. 09 for me now, I have a lot.
Yeah.
The JRPGs are actually making a scene on the freaking PS3 with White Knight Chronicles, or used to be called White Knight Story. And then there's
White Knight Chronicles, I've actually heard, is very good. Our listeners don't know who the hell I'm talking about here, but Zaldan actually played it, and he's loving it.
Because it's out in Japan, but I mean, I don't want to bother importing
it. Yeah, it's out in Japan, and it's apparently really, really good. Like, amazingly holy shit good. So I have to give it Sony props for that one.
It has an MMO element, which is pretty good. But, I mean, yeah, like, more titles that I actually care about are now coming out. And of course, there's a Final Fantasy 13, and there's a 13. We'll see how that goes.
Well, actually, from what I've been hearing, those are not coming out till 2010.
Yeah, they're not coming out until a long time after.
PS3 version, they said they wanted to get that out.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're coming out on 360
and
PS3.
No, that's the localizations. The Japanese version will come out first. On PS3.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just saying, in Japan, it's...
Okay, well, I'm talking about...
We're not going to be that
lucky. I'm
just
talking about, earliest release. Sure, it might not come out for North America or Europe, obviously, until later, but, I mean, it's going to come out. I mean, is development for the game...
I mean, it's definitely going to come out, but I think us people here in America, the land of the brave, home of the free, aren't going to get...
Well, your land of the brave, home of the free aren't going to get Final Fantasy 13 soon, all right? So shut up. It's coming out. It's not my fault.
It's coming out. I did not say it wasn't coming out. Just saying. It's not going to come out in 2010 for us.
But I'm saying that the game itself will be out at some time in 2009. I don't care. Are you saying that because it doesn't come out in America, the game's not coming out? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Because we're not going to fucking play it.
It's not my fault you can't read Japanese. Better than you.
Oh, right.
Oh, we've got a bit of a clash going on here between our 360 team and our our PlayStation team.
Right.
The game will be out at some point this year.
Yes.
Somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Anyway, but honestly, I do think PlayStation's got a good thing going this year, because you know Insomniac's going to shit out a title somewhere. We got Uncharted 2, which I don't care about, but some people seem to.
Oh, here we go. Actually, wouldn't mind it. I probably won't buy it. I'd rent it, but I totally would dig playing that story just because I enjoyed the first one. It's not the best game I've ever played on PS3, but I enjoyed it.
I didn't like because it didn't bring anything new to the table. It was pretty much Mass Effect trying to be Tomb Raider, and I couldn't get into it.
It brought Nathan Drake to the table.
My name is based off that game.
Moving on now. Not getting into that one. Alright, anyway, we also know that God of War 3 is coming out, which we all know I'm not that hyped for, but titles I actually am hyped for. Infamous.
Infamous looks
amazing.
Infamous looks like Grand Theft Auto meets X-Men. I'm like, straight up.
It's more like Crackdown meets X-Men, but moving on.
Hey, man, there's like free roaming and shit like that. Speaking of that, what happened to Prototype? Although, that's a multi-platform, so I'm not going to say much, but...
Prototype's coming out in February. I'm not really going to be... I'm not interested in it, quite frankly, because it looks like Mercenaries, but then... I'm not a fan of Mercs, but...
Isn't it now cancelled that Free Radical closed down?
No, it... I hate that people confuse this. Free Radical and Radical Entertainment are two different companies. Free Radical makes time splitters and shit. Radical Entertainment makes Prototype.
They were making Battlefront 3.
That's shit, so...
Are we talking about the Star Wars game?
They're probably making Haze 2 as well, but...
Yeah.
Woo! That was sarcastic.
Andy, the only person to get excited here about another Haze.
I just can't wait to see another one fail so badly.
The Halo killer killed itself.
Because it was Halo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I mean, if you take the last two letters off of it and put an L-O, it's
fucking
Halo.
Halo.
With
but at
the
least
same
Halo
cover.
Had a story that I actually didn't mind listening to. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, really. Haze is like, government bad, drugs bad. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, I'm back to PlayStation in 2009. Don't forget, we have Killzone in there with its two guns.
Oh, shut up. They just showed the same gun in the damn video.
I've been watching beta footage. All I see is that goddamn same assault rifle. When people run out of ammo, they switch to their pistol. That's all I see.
It's the same gun upside
not
down.
One shotgun, not one sniper.
Well, do they have all the classes in the beta? I mean...
Yeah, you can get all the classes.
Then obviously the beta people are just... Assault class monk whores.
Maybe everything else just doesn't work.
Like
we don't know for sure.
Well, you said nothing worse.
It'll probably be
like...
better than the first one.
Oh, was it? Oh, I haven't played the first one. Sorry, unfortunately.
Don't.
The first one was terrible, and it's the exact same developers who apparently can make really good real-time strategy because Killzone, what the fuck's that called?
The PSP one was good.
Yeah, what's it called? I'm trying to think.
Was it Liberation?
Yeah, that's it. Killzone Liberation. That was actually good. People enjoyed that because it was a real-time strategy. Here's what Killzone did for first-person shooter. One, instantly when I first played my first multiplayer game on the original Killzone, I fell through the map. Alright? That immediately ruined the experience for me right there. Second, the story mode was this. Run here, shoot. Run here, shoot. Run here, shoot. Run here some more, shoot. That's it. That's the level. That's every fucking level. There's no boss fights. There was nothing to mix up the gameplay. It's terrible.
Are we talking about Killzone 2?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Black. Okay. Sorry,
okay.
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Will insulting one of my favorite FPSs. I'll stab him.
Same thing.
Yeah. Same well, I'm shit, excited for Heavy smell. Rain. Heavy Rain, guys. Reaction commands.
Oh, God. Fuck Heavy Rain. Pretty sure we all saw the footage of that, and we're just like, what?
Shut up, guys. Patapon 2.
That's not PlayStation 3, though, is it? I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, hey!
Patapon 2, PlayStation 3. You're on Monster Vine first.
PlayStation. There's no... But PlayStation Portable is still considered a PlayStation.
Is there even any reason to own a PSP anymore?
The real question is, is there really a reason to have a PSP for legitimate gaming? Because
no.
Yes.
Crisis Core?
Is there a reason to own any handheld
yes,
for legitimate gaming?
Yes, pirating. Which I do.
Yeah, because you're a bitch. Honestly, the next time I'm actually going to touch my PSP is when Zaldan sends me a free copy of Dissidia because he ordered 39 on accident.
Zaldan doesn't have 39. I bet he's lying out of his ass. Like, so many other things he's lied about, which I found out, but I didn't want to tell him that he was full of shit.
Well, no, he was actually, like, BSing, like, saying that UPS called him, saying that his White Knight Chronicles was being shipped along with his 39 other packages, all being Final Fantasy.
I bet he doesn't even have White Knight Chronicles. He has his Japanese site that he gets all of his videos from. That's why he has, like, how many YouTube videos in the span of how many months. And people wonder, how the hell can you average that many videos? I swear, he gets them all from that site. But moving on, since it's such a huge...
Alright, next podcast. Zaladin joins us. Alright, next.
So you'll just rip me in two. Maybe. But that's alright.
Microsoft, right? Halo? ODST?
I'll stab you. You Halo think
Wars? Halo
is going to be the only good thing coming out.
Pretty much. That's what I...
Okay.
Yeah.
For the Xbox
He's also
arcade.
Forgetting Star Ocean.
Star Ocean 4.
I'm angry
Spring.
At that.
I don't know about Star Ocean. If it's made by
TriAce,
the next
right?
JRPG on the 360 it's... that I want to buy. And hopefully will be good.
Honestly, here's the thing. Star Ocean 3 was great, except if you had to kind of just turn off the voice acting and read the subtitles.
That's the only thing about TriAce they don't like. They have terrible localizations. But the gameplay's...
I don't even think it's that. I really just think that they're listening to these voices and
well,
like, that's not perfect.
Well, 12 didn't
that
have
guy.
Voiceover problems. It's obviously a developer issue, like...
Well,
oh,
no,
yeah,
I'm saying Trice, not...
But...
Not, you make the point more than anyone that Trice isn't...
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I thought we were talking about something different.
So, yeah. Don't correct
hey,
me.
I thought we were talking about something else. Anyway, moving on. What were we saying?
Alright. We also got Mass Effect 2
for 360. It's coming out in 09?
Haven't been confirmed.
Oh.
But...
It has been confirmed, actually. Like, they did say they're going to make a Mass Effect every 2 years, and they're saying that they're not going to push it back, they're going to get it out.
Yeah, that'll probably... He's not ready.
It's probably true that they're not going to come out this year, alright? But I'm really just going off rumors here and what we were promised.
Rumors and speculation,
I mean, we were promised
guys.
Mass Effect 2, but then again, we were also promised by BioWare many, many DLC expansions. We got one.
Dead Rising 2 is meant to be this year as well.
Yeah, that's true. Dead Rising 2, Huxley.
The first Dead Rising was amazing.
Alan Wake, is that due this?
Alan Wake and Huxley are both due this year, but
and Banjo-Tooie.
I'm not sure if we're going to see them.
Did you just say Banjo-Tooie?
You just won't let it go.
It's a bear with yellow shorts.
I played Banjo-Tooie for 360, yeah, fuck, for N64. I'll buy it again.
The multiplayer is amazing for Banjo-Tooie. Shut up, okay? Everyone just runs around as Jinjos, and,
yeah.
I didn't know there was actually multiplayer for
it. Yeah, there's four-player,
not online.
Oh, really? I'm talking about the 364 version, yeah, sorry. I thought maybe they'd bring it over, but I guess not.
They probably will, and they'll probably actually make it actual multiplayer, so... I don't know, but anyway, I'm still excited for Huxley. I mean, you're mentioning the MMO aspect of White Knight Chronicles. Fuck, look at Huxley. We got a first-person shooter that plays like Unreal Tournament 3 that has 1,000v1,000 PvP, and it's actual an MMO. You do quests, you do all that shit. It looks badass. I'm excited for it. I don't care when the fuck it comes out, as long as it comes out.
I am willing to bet that 1,000 versus 1,000 PvP will go down to about 200 versus 200 when it actually gets released.
Well, even then, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, from reported of the two betas they have, there's been minimal lag. Like, that's impressive. They've had people playing in Korea on a beta versus people in America in a beta, and they said there was minimal lag.
Yeah, but it comes down to actually what kind of connection they use. Because, hands down, once you have someone who has dial-up in one of the playlists, like, they fuck it up for everyone. Like, no one enjoys it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, that Microsoft's done brilliantly with Halo, they've done brilliantly with Call of Duty. They make it so you could actually limit what your connection, like, who
search
you're connecting
preferences.
To. Like, if the person doesn't have a good connection, you
won't
connect
preferences.
With them. Yeah, search preferences. That's it, they won't get in your
game. Yeah, I know, just... With 200 versus 200, I think you don't always have such a choice to, like, screen out that many people.
It's actually 1,000 versus 1,000.
Yeah, sorry,
1, 000,
I totally took
an
estimate and just... thought of it as facts.
You're like, it's fucking true because
I'm
Andy
falling in love
it.
With Andy Jackson. I'm sorry.
Spoilers ahead. Sausha's next editorial. Marriage proposal to Andy Jackson.
Spoiler alert. My next editorial.
So now
I
let's get
no.
on to the main thing for Microsoft. Halo ODST. What do you all think of that?
Did they mention that it was going to be a disc-based release, or is it going to be I don't think that's worth it.
Pretty much going in and buying like.
I don't think that's worth it. I think it's better as a DLC, like a huge DLC. But I still think it'd be better as a DLC.
Well, no, it's not like what it is. It's a separate game in its own. Like you're not going to be able to access Halo 3's campaign. You're not like buying it and then just downloading it to your Halo 3 content. It's a completely separate game. Like you're going to put it in and it plays as Halo 3 ODST. Then you go to multiplayer and it accesses Halo 3.
Yeah, that's right. The only thing different, in essence, to me, is just the campaign. So, it makes no difference. I mean, I don't see why they would have to release a whole...
But it's a completely separate game. I mean, it's not the same. I mean, it's not like we... I can see why they don't want to make it so we can just, like, go, what do we want to do for campaign? What do we want to play the Covenant level for Halo 3? Or do we want to play the Sniper level or something from Halo 3 ODST? They're two separate games.
Yes. Oh, just to me,
I mean, even Halo 3 ODST is running completely differently than Halo 3. Maybe the same engine, but it's more tactically, and they're changing a hell of a lot of things, like the vision and how even night vision works.
Well, shit.
Well,
I don't think that what they actually have in the game is a problem, because people will buy it if it says Halo on the front.
So true. So true.
It's true. I'm not gonna lie, even if it's a bad Halo,
millions of people will buy Halo Wars expecting something completely different.
Okay, let me just reassess then what I was saying. As a business point of view, it's not a bad choice. As in terms of whether or not I think it is a good idea, I don't think so, just because I think it's redundant and useless. But like Andy says, because it is Halo on the front, people are probably gonna buy it, which is a entire different issue.
It's actually not, I'm not gonna lie, it's not a bad reason to buy a game. It's like going to a store and buying Super Mario Brothers. You know, no matter what, it's a good Super Mario Brothers. Just because it's Super Mario Brothers and it was made by Miyamoto.
If it's made by Miyamoto.
Here. You know it's gonna be good because it's made by Bungie. It's a Halo game.
All Mario games are good, man.
All Bungie games are good. Oni was great. Marathon was great.
I can't debate that because I've never played every single Bungie game, so...
I've played majority of Bungie games, since most of them are freeware now.
So yeah, Microsoft, Halo, and more Halo.
What about, I can't. Just quickly, more couple things on Microsoft avatars.
Oh, but that,
what?
You mean
what,
like,
why are they there?
Well, apparently are they going to implement Prime Time sometime this year? They better. They'll be way too loud to add it, but.
The Prime Time's coming out in the spring, apparently. I'm not going to use it. I really don't care for some kind of game show over some Xbox thing. I don't care. I don't at all. I mean, here's the best use for my avatar I've found. Kingdom for Keflings. That's the best use for my avatar.
That game is awesome.
Kicking little midgets around, making them build shit for me. Walking around going, fee-fi-fo-fum, build this fucking log cabin, bitch.
When is the Avatar store going to open where you can pay lots of money for pretend clothes? That's ridiculous.
Pay lots of money for a fake t-shirt over the internet, only on Microsoft.
I'm telling you, man, dude, it's amazing how they make so much money off things that people should know better about.
Like, did any of you see
like
that?
Like themes and gamer pictures?
What about that fireplace thing?
Yeah, the fireplace, man!
Number two
goodness.
Of Xbox community
what
games.
What fireplace thing? I got
you don't know?
I'm confused.
Go ahead.
I put something up on the Monstervine page about it, but it was just about a couple of days before Christmas. An Xbox 360 user essentially made a screensaver of a fireplace. And then you could buy it for 400 points. And it was a screensaver.
A screensaver. Why the fuck would I want a screensaver for my 360? If it's on, I'm going to be playing it. It's not just going to be sitting there long enough for me to actually get a screensaver. First off, what would happen? Let's say I'm playing a JRPG and I haven't had to touch the controller in a while because it was a very long cutscene. Would my screensaver just activate?
No, it's classed as a community game. So you actually have to access your game's library to view the fireplace.
Wait. Okay. Now
it looks
really
like a screensaver, but it is technically a game.
It doesn't kick,
yeah. Now I'm really, really
it doesn't
confused.
Kick in.
I'm confused as well.
So, what am I going to do? Just randomly go away and it's like, oh shit, before I run out my door and try to make it to the bank and cash my check, I'm going to go to Games Library, fireplace screensaver. Now I can leave my house safely thinking my 360 won't ROE.
Yeah, basically, it's a screensaver that you have to manually activate whenever you want to use it.
And then manually deactivate to do something useful. With your expensive console.
Yes. And people will probably pay money for it.
Oh, God. That's terrible. But what does this have to do with 09 is my only question.
It's an outlook forecast on how Microsoft will continue to release products that people will pay for, even though it is completely useless.
True. Have you ever tried the community games? People are paying.
That's what I don't agree with. That's what I don't agree with. I'm like, you mean... And these people who make the games, they don't make money off it, do they? Exactly.
They don't make any money off it. Microsoft makes all the ridiculous. Money. All they do is get their name out there and hopefully for somebody to notice them. And honestly, the only good one I've kind of played is Johnny Platform, just because it reminded me of, like, Mario, and it was badass, the tune. I still can hum it in my head. I'm not going to, but... they actually had a real piece of work there, and they could have made it as freeware on the internet and made more money off it. Off of donations.
I will never buy a community game because they have no achievement points.
Mr. 36,000 achievement points over here.
Guys, 360 in fucking February.
36,000 game points in like a year.
See, here's the only community game I'm ever gonna buy. Kane, the maker of I Wanna Be the Guy, is making a community game.
Ooh, you're kidding.
He's making... The guy who made I Wanna Be the Guy is making an Xbox community game.
That has to be pretty cool.
And I'm actually... That's the one I'm only looking forward to. I'm waiting for it. Other than that, the only other good one is Dishwasher Dead Samurai. And that's actually being made to give that person money and actually be an arcade title, not a community game. So, it's not technically a community game.
For now. So, yeah. Microsoft. Well, this is not in our section, but multi-platform games, you know, the ones that from Capcom.
Oh, wait, it's just surprised us with this.
Oh, yes.
You well, fucking jumped us.
Well, of course.
I just got fucking mugged, guys. You stole my wallet and my penis. Where'd it go?
Well, Resident Evil 5 will do that for you. Because it's coming out in 2009.
Capcom is totally going to own 2009. I'm sorry. Capcom just is going to own
Street
the
Fighter 4.
Of 2009. They've got Street Fighter... Yep. Street Fighter 4.
When Bionic Commando 5.
Out. Bionic Commando comes out too right at the beginning, so...
And later on
they
be
just
like...
know what they're doing. I mean, they're totally just hauling ass with all these games right
Lost
at the beginning.
Lost Planet! They need a new one! It's just... Lost Planet 2! Lost Planet movie!
Okay, no.
No, we don't.
Lost Planet...
We don't need another Lost Planet
no,
game.
I agree with that either. Just no. Francis, you're muted now. That's it. Okay, guys, we now have three co-hosts now. Francis is gone.
No, in all honesty, I think Lost Planet is a piece of shit. I just wanted to...
It is. It's got the most terrible aiming controls I've ever
seen
in any
Army
game, ever. Army of Two, at least the camera followed you when you moved. When you move the thing in Lost Planet, it literally, the trigger just moves up and down the screen. Your guy doesn't. The camera doesn't follow it. You can just, like, aim your trigger at the very corner of the screen, and your guy is still looking the same way. The camera's still going the same way. It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't like that game, actually. just to get that up.
But yeah, Capcom's actually making good games this year.
What else?
We hope.
Yep. Hopefully.
We pray.
Ubisoft is also coming out with some good games. I Am Alive, for one, if you saw that.
We don't even know what that is. We can't call that a good
I have no
game.
Idea what that is either.
I have no idea what that is either. What?
No one is. All we've seen as a trailer is that the city's destroyed and he's fighting some people who've gone crazy from the world going, like, dead, which you really think people would still be civilized after the world goes to hell. I mean, look at Fallout 3. No one's really
going
crazy.
The game itself
crazy.
Looks more like a viral... Like, it's taking viral advertising, like, kind of like Cloverfield did. Like, there's just so much ambiguity going around with the title that people are just going to get... maybe hyped about it just because there's very little that they know about.
Yeah, and it's just letting their imagination go. And to quote an internet show called D-Rez, they were mocking Duke Nukem Forever. The potential's great because we haven't started yet.
It's
that's
limitless.
Exactly what's going on with I Am Alive. We don't know what even system it's for. For all we know, it could be a Wii exclusive.
Well, and then there's also the chance that the new Splinter Cell will come out, but we don't even know if that's even still in development.
I think that's actually going to come out this year. I really do, because here's my thing with Ubisoft. They release a different kind of title every year. Like, it'll usually go Prince of Persia, some other bullshit that they came out, Splinter Cell. They'll never release, like, all these big titles at once. So I'm saying Splinter Cell is actually coming out this year.
Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
Conviction is meant to be coming out this year. Around autumn sometime.
Meant to be.
Which is cool.
Well, it was also actually meant to come out last year and the year before, but that didn't happen because apparently somehow Jade Raymond influenced everybody and it actually started to be a lot like Assassin's Creed. So then they just dumped it and started to come back. They're like, we'll come back to it later. We're dumping this entirely.
Jade.
I don't
I can't
understand
wait for
why
her
Hideo
Assassin's
Kojima
Creed
likes her so
too.
Much. Does he think she's hot or
because
something?
Because it's a
is
girl
that
who
it?
Actually has a video game that's about blood and gore at times.
Hideo Kojima's like, yes, I love her. Because she presented him with his biggest award. They made a deal for it to play as Altair. I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to play as Solid Snake in one of the Assassin's Creed.
Play as
Jade
Raymond in Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid iPhone, man. Don't fucking jump ahead of us.
As long as it's not Sonic.
Oh, jeez.
What else we got on the multi-platform this year? We got fucking Ghostbusters.
Is that out this year?
Ghostbusters, yes.
That's gonna come out this fall, apparently.
Some marketing for it in the mall nearby. I was like, dear God, I totally forgot about this game. I remember watching the video like a long time ago.
It doesn't look that
great. I've never been much of a... It's not a... Ghostbusters hasn't really been one of my favorite pastimes. No,
what?
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. I grew up with them. I grew up with
fine.
Bill Murray, you dick.
Bill Murray.
I'm sorry, Bill Murray's a parody in his own. I love how now it's pretty much Bill Murray's on the level of Dick Cheney, where we can just go, Bill Murray, that's the joke. That's the punchline, that's the start, that's the opening, that's everything. That's the whole fucking joke.
Alright, yeah, that's pretty much...
Do we have anything else for Multiplied, or are we done with that?
I think it's time for an intermission.
I don't know, I was gonna bring up an intermission. Really?
Another one?
An intermission? I mean, we almost hit 40 minutes. We can't extend this 6 minutes.
Why, what do we have left?
It's like 10 past midnight here as well. I'm getting tired.
All right, then. Let's finish this up.
All right, let's do this. So, we actually have a site. It's called Marchervine. So,
in case you didn't know. That site to get to here, and then now you're wondering why you're there. It's okay.
They can stream it from the site.
Yes,
so
don't worry about it.
They're very much aware.
Yes. So hopefully we are hoping to bring...
I mean, we've been on G4 five times. We literally were the first people to punch Adam Sessler in the balls. I mean, come on.
Frequent original content. Hopefully this is a pattern we'll see in 2009 for Monstervine. And
I love how he just doesn't even mention we're making resolutions. He just starts saying frequent original content.
He's like, this is what we're going to be doing.
Yes.
And he gives like death stares to his monitor screen.
Yes. Well, I love you and all, but I just want to let you know you are the worst yet best boss I've ever had. It's because you don't get on my ass for not doing shit. Yet at the same time, you should be getting on my ass for not doing shit.
I should, but then I don't know. I'm scared to see results from that.
Well, here's the thing. Fuck you.
Oh, I just got that right now.
Yeah, at least I'm glad I got it. Saoj is just sitting here
going,
what?
Turn on my Xbox.
Xbox?
All right.
Yes, New Year's resolution. Saoj is like, you know what? I think I'm going to play a game.
Yeah.
Instead of making these resolutions.
And we're hoping to build our community for Monstervine. Hopefully people will go
yes,
to
guys.
That forum.
Project Sora Francis, my dear friend, who hates me apparently, has spent many nights building that forum. We have a total of 8
posts. We got more than that. Just we have like
hey, we have Sarah posting
have
her newswires.
Like 4 active members.
We have a total of 34 posts.
We just have
a
very few number of active members. So
we need more active members, and if you're listening to this, post. I don't care what. Post something. Post once a week, and I will love you. Alright? So we'll bow down. I'll do anything. I'll give you this broken CD case. That is the prize, alright? For those who post the most win this broken CD case, I've threatened to stab every one of our staff members.
I think what's wrong with the forums
so,
is
yeah.
that the majority of the people there are actually us.
Yes, that is true.
Have you seen how many posts Sarah has made on the forums? It is utterly ridiculous number of posts.
I don't know, I was too busy laughing at how the first week I was watching the forum, nobody posted in the intelligent discussion.
Yeah.
That's because it's an internet forum.
I found that too hilarious, just like, wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish it were that way with another site we go to, Saoj.
They do, but nothing intelligent's actually posted. I mean...
Yeah. They post there, I just wish they'd just go away.
Yes.
Alright.
And more
so,
frequent
and then
podcasts.
Our
because
and yes,
people
yes,
who have not noticed,
we
haven't had a podcast in maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I put the Final Fantasy 13 announcement in that media player thing at the bottom. If you actually listen to it, it's not actually our podcast. It's some guy.
So that first week didn't go with that one, the reason was because, I don't know, we just didn't have... Oh, that was still, the Christmas week? Was that Christmas? I think so,
yeah.
No, the week we didn't go with that one was because, we did a...
Right.
Still
right.
gonna do it, but then, my computer crashed when I didn't actually a chance to save it. So we didn't actually have the ability to.
And
actually
the week after that was Christmas. It was busy.
Yeah, we tried. We honestly did. We were aiming for Tuesday, but it just didn't work. And then we heard Andy actually want to get on the action.
Hello.
This badass podcast.
And then the week after that, I actually lost my voice. So, and apparently,
How did that singing go on Sunday?
Didn't happen because I didn't have my voice. I mimed for them. No joking, no, I didn't. But yeah, so that didn't happen. But now we have, what is it now? An hour and a half of.
I think it's
no. Nice. It's an 80-minute podcast now. We're just hitting 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we should.
So you guys owe us. We care.
We care so much.
Actually, we don't actually care. We're just doing this
because we wanted Andy
our
on the show.
Our cups have literally run dry with no hopes of being refilled.
No, we got Andy on the show. That's good enough for us.
That was the only reason, I swear, that I actually was like, everyone, we gotta do a podcast this week. Because Andy's just like, are we doing a podcast this week? And I'm like, you know what? Yes. Now we are.
And now it's like way gone midnight and I'm falling asleep.
Our British co-host needs to get his rest. So.
Yes. We shall end this.
He can't be badass on tiredness, even though I've had like an hour of sleep
this
week.
Since New Year's Day, I haven't slept. So, oh no, New Year's Eve. I've gotten like 48 hours without sleep. It's quite amazing.
Oh, I slept New Year's Eve. I slept New Year's Day and New Year's Eve because I was hungover as hell. I passed out. Does that count as sleeping?
Yeah, why not?
Forcibly going to sleep?
Well, you weren't awake, so you must have been asleep. Simple logic.
He makes a valid point. All right, so I was down. I was actually online a bit New Year's Day, but I don't think I was actually conscious. I think that was more of a mumbling lump that wasn't actually able to perform human activities.
Yeah.
And then I finally was able to fall asleep tonight, but I woke up because my alarm went off an hour later, so I was like, fuck.
And that is how we are.
So, yes, that's what happened. And that's how we got here. So, thank you for listening to the Vine Podcast Episode 3.
This was actually a terrible podcast, but it's going up no matter
what. No, this was a brilliant podcast.
This podcast requires heavy editing.
Yeah, I mean, we even poked Einstein's mind a little bit here. Fuck.
So, that's the end. Thank you. Bye.
No Sonic. All right.
No Sonic.
Yes. No Sonic.
No more Grand Theft
Please
Auto.
Kill Sonic.
Kill Sonic. Kill Grand Theft Auto. Kill Cliff Bleszinski's voice.
Me too.
I'm pressing my stop button.